Hi, I'm Eric Boehm with Reason Magazine. You know, every week on this program, I bring on different guests to talk about things that they've written, things that they're discussing, stories that they're telling. But this week, I want to do a little bit of self-promotion, if I can, and talk about a story that I've written. It's the cover story, actually, in the latest issue of Reason Magazine, and it's now out from behind the paywall at Reason.com as well. The headline on the piece is "The New Prohibitionists Who Are Hijacking the Federal Dietary Guidelines." It's a story that starts with something that you're almost certainly familiar with. And once you heard the words federal dietary guidelines, it's probably the thing that popped into your head. I'm talking about the food pyramid. Now, if you're somebody like me who grew up in the 1990s, or if you had kids who did, you almost certainly remember the food pyramid. It was everywhere. It was on the back of cereal boxes. It was in public service announcements, on cafeteria walls, all over the place. So the food pyramid, it was developed as part of the federal government's dietary guidelines, and these things are revamped and published every 5 years by the U.S. Department of Agriculture and the Department of Health and Human Services working together. The food pyramid itself is actually no longer part of those recommendations. It sort of fell out of favor back in the mid-2000s, but here we are. It's 2025, and these things are done every 5 years, so that means it's time for the next round of the federal dietary guidelines to be developed. And this year, the big fight is maybe not one that's on the front page of most newspapers, but the big fight is happening over alcohol. And in the lead up to this year's finalization of those new guidelines, the U.S. Department of Agriculture and the Department of Health and Human Services have subverted the long established process in developing the guidelines. And what they've done instead, they did this earlier, they did this last year during the Biden administration, is they handed some outsized influence to a handful of scientists who are not experts in nutrition science at all, but people who have a long track record of advocating for the government to restrict drinking, to restrict alcohol. And for the purposes of our conversation today, we'll focus on just one of those people. We'll focus on a guy named Tim Naimi. In the piece, you'll find a number of quotes going back through the years where I establish pretty clearly that Naimi is one of the world's foremost advocates for reducing drinking, and not just reducing it on a personal level, but having the government do it for you. For example, in 2023, he said, "This is about more than asking individuals to consider cutting down on their drinking. Yes," he went on to say, "that can be important, but governments need to make changes to the broader drinking environment." At the time, he was helping to draft a 2023 report from the Canadian Center on Substance Use and Addiction that called for updating that country's dietary guidelines to advise significantly less drinking, as little as 2 drinks per week. It also advocated for higher taxes on booze and more warning labels. That proposal generated a lot of headlines. You may actually remember seeing some headlines at the time about it, but it was never actually adopted by the government in Canada. But now last year, as the Biden administration was putting together the advisory committee that would begin the process of rewriting America's dietary guidelines, it tapped Naimi to lead that group. And it also made another weird choice that's worth mentioning here. It put the entire review process under the purview of something called the Interagency Coordinating Committee for the Prevention of Underage Drinking. Yes, that's a mouthful. We'll just call it ICPUD for now. That's a federal entity that was created back in 2004 to coordinate all federal activities related to the problem of underage drinking. And now what you're probably thinking is, wait a minute, the dietary guidelines have nothing to do with underage drinking. The recommended amount of alcohol for Americans under age 21 is 0. So this was an unprecedented maneuver where the Biden administration effectively extended ICPUD's mandate to include not just underage drinking, but the amount of alcohol that should be consumed by legal adults. And who did ICPUD, this federal entity, choose to lead the new committee to make those recommendations? Of course, it picked Tim Naimi. And he's not the only anti-alcohol activist on the panel. He's also been joined by Kevin Shield, who leads an advisory panel on addiction at the World Health Organization, which in 2023 updated its stance on alcohol to recommend that there is no safe level of alcohol consumption. And we won't bother going through the rest of the roster, But the important thing to note here is that there's nobody on the committee who is a dietitian or an expert nutritionist. Instead, these are all people who are experts in mental health and epidemiology. One is an expert in anesthesiology. They are people who have studied addiction and alcoholism. They're not people who have studied nutrition, which you would think would form the backbone of the federal dietary guidelines. Now, Naimi's biggest claim to fame is a 2023 study that forms the backbone of that no safe level claim. But when you dig into that study, as I did for this piece, you'll find that the data there actually show that moderate drinking has almost no effect whatsoever on life expectancy. The statistically significant change in life expectancy is for men who have an average of 3 drinks per day and women who have more than 2. So in other words, that study, the one that he's most famous for having produced, it actually seems to confirm the existing dietary guidelines, which advise no more than 2 drinks per day. It does not seem to demand that they be changed. Now, of course, routinely drinking a lot of alcohol can be dangerous to one's health. We know that pretty clearly. Drinking less than a moderate or large amount of alcohol, unsurprisingly, is not as bad. But there are, of course, trade-offs that come with those decisions, like there are for anything else that you consume, and like legal adults should be free to make. This might all seem something like common sense, and on some level, it is. But the point of this story is that there's a well-organized campaign now positioned to embed a very different set of conclusions into the government's official dietary guidance. There's a lot more to this story. We're out of time, unfortunately, for today, but I hope you'll head over to Reason.com and check out the rest of it. Again, that's the cover story on the latest issue of Reason Magazine, written by yours truly, Eric Boehm. You can find it there. The headline is "The New Prohibitionists Are Hijacking Federal Dietary Guidelines." I hope you'll check it out there on the website or in the print magazine, and I also hope you'll join me right back here next week on another edition of American Radio Journal.